common sense approach to health and wellness is literally revolutionizing the world. Doctors are, it's Latin for teacher. We're supposed to teach, reach, inspire, and motivate you to get your health back. That's what we do. You want to get your health back, get your life back, and empower yourself? Well, join the movement right now.
Hey everyone, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi. I am really excited to be with you here today. We got a new studio set up. We are rocking and rolling. We got some new high-tech stuff we're going to share with you today. But more than that, I'm excited about sharing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth with you. Doctors across the globe are now saying that they are no longer going to be recommending booster shots. You heard about what's going on in Thailand. Japan is following suit, and other countries across the globe. The tipping point is finally here. We're going to discuss that and much, much more today. I'm also going to talk to you about what's going to be happening on May the 11th. The Biden regime said that they are going to be letting the public health emergency expire, which is good news, but not as great as it could be. So here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Go grab a pen and a piece of paper, grab some popcorn, tell your friends. You don't want to miss this. Tune in. Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napudi. We're going to be live. We're going to be fired up. We're excited about giving the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. We'll be right back after these short messages. Hang tight.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Everybody, welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napudi. It's so great to be with you all. By the way, I want to give you an update on our updated website. It is rocking and rolling. I want you guys to go check it out. Go to ericnapudi.com. That's ericnepute.com. We have a ton of amazing content that we're putting out there literally every day for you. We want to teach people how they can research on their own, how they can find the truth behind the madness, and how they can tap into their own God-given ability to be healthy. And that's what we're teaching people to do. So super excited about that. If you go to ericnapudi.com, that's E-R-I-C-N-E-P-U-T-E.com. That's the site. So, all right, here's the conversation I want to have with you all. Okay, so you've all heard that the Biden regime has now come out and said that they're going to end the public health emergency. May the 11th, the public health emergency is going to end. That's great. However, there's a whole lot other things going on than just meets the eye. COVID is not going to be done. All the craziness that happened with COVID is not going to be done. May the 11th, it's not over. So here's what I want you to know, though. The Times, literally the Times, I'm talking about the New York Times, the Times are changing. Doctors are done with this. We the people are done with this. We even have politicians that are finally saying, wait, we can't deal with this corruption anymore. But the social emotional tide has turned. And if you look at this, even the Time Magazine put out on January 25th of this year, COVID-19 is no longer a public health emergency. And think about that for a minute. For mainstream legacy media that has been so for the COVID narrative the past 3 years, for Time Magazine to come out and to say that is huge. In fact, they continue to say for over a year, it's been apparent that many hospitalizations officially classified as being due to COVID-19 are instead of patients said patients that don't have COVID-19 symptoms but tested positive subsequently. We know that that has been a big driving factor for the COVID narrative. The little ticker at the bottom of the television that was there in 2020 and 2021 that talked about how many deaths were happening. My gosh, we should never, ever, ever do that again. Ever do that again. They tried to compare the COVID-19 pandemic to the Spanish flu of 1918. And if you look at that Spanish flu of 1918, over 50 million people died. Well, according to the latest data, supposedly 6 million people have died from COVID-19 in the last 3 years. This is 3 years that we've had this pandemic going on, and the Spanish flu only lasted for two. We have more technology, more money, more opportunities today than they did back in 1918 to deal with the way worse of a disease pandemic than we are dealing with now. But yet we're seeing now the mainstream media is going, wait a minute. They are misclassifying hospitalizations. And they're even saying this in Time Magazine. Look, misclassified hospitalizations obviously suggested that there are also miscategorized deaths. Yet a parallel recognition and undoubtedly many official COVID-19 deaths are similarly due to people dying with instead of from COVID-19. In fact, if you look, do you remember back in 2020? I remember back in May of 2020 when I got this paper, this document was sent to me. This is from the National Vital Statistics System. It was sent to every practicing doctor across the country. And it was teaching us how to fill out death certificates, how to fill out a death certificate the way that they want us, the way that the government wants us to fill it out. And the instructions on the death certificates were, well, I'm going to read it for you. It says right here, this is March the 4th of 2020. March the 4th of 2020. NCHS is receiving questions about how deaths involved in the new coronavirus strand should be reported on death certificates. We are working to on a formal guideline for the death certificates, but as of follows, this is what we want you to do in the meantime. Here's what they said. It is important to emphasize that coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19 should be reported on the death certificate for all deaths where the disease caused or is assumed. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what assuming does. You know what assuming does. It makes an ass out of you and me. And that's what it's done. They told doctors to assume that any type of death that happened over the last several years was related to COVID-19. Remember the stories of the fruits and the animals and all kinds of other stuff testing positive, the inanimate objects testing positive because of the faulty PCR test, which, by the way, all of you fact checkers out there, stop it. Stop trying to fact check us when we say that these PCR tests are false positives. They are most of the time. Please understand, even Dr. Kerry Mullis, the father of the PCR testing, said that these tests, if you blow them up and amplify them up enough, You can find anything on anybody that you're wanting to try to find. Interesting how Dr. Carrie Mullis suddenly died before COVID hit the mainstream. What about this? What about this article? Do you remember this article? This is from Bloomberg. This is from March 18th of 2020, and it says 90% of all those who died from the virus had other illnesses. This was reported in Italy back in March 18th of 2020. We knew then that the vast majority of deaths and hospitalizations were not because of COVID-19. But yet the narrative was pushed in order to keep the funding going and the emergency states going. That was all the back cover that a magician needed in order to deceive us. They made us distract us over here so that they could steal from us right in front of our noses. By the way, do you remember back in 2021 when the CDC said that 96% of all deaths related to the coronavirus had at least three pre-existing conditions? Well, what about this? What about the fact that the director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, this was back in January 10th of 2022, a year ago, CDC director says 75% of all COVID deaths occurred in people with at least four comorbidities. By the way, those four comorbidities, heart disease, high blood pressure, obesity, and blood sugar problems. Kidney failure and kidney disease is really close number five. Why are we not still as a society talking about how we can help reverse obesity? There are metabolic reset programs that we use in our practices all the time. People find them all the time. They're on our website. Go to ericnaputi.com. There's simple information there that people can go find out how they can lose weight. Why have we not had a community conversation about weight loss? What about number two? What about diabetes? My God, type 2 diabetes. There was just an article that was released this week. It was all over the Associated Press talking about how deficiencies in certain vitamins can lead to increases in type 2 diabetes. They showed that low vitamin D can increase that. Why don't we just teach people about lifestyle changes? Why don't we teach people about the benefits of intermittent fasting? Why don't we teach people about the benefits of getting good proper sleep and exercising? And I don't know, why doesn't the government start subsidizing making healthy foods affordable, like eggs and chicken and fruits and vegetables that are organic, non-GMO? Why don't we focus on having clean drinking water? Those are the public health services that we should be doing, not causing more symptoms of sickness and disease, not continuing to line the pockets of big pharma, big hospitals, and big medicine. If we don't remember our past, we're doomed to repeat it. 75%, Rochelle Walensky said, she's the director of the CDC, 75% of COVID deaths occurred in people that had at least four comorbidities. Why are we not talking about those comorbidities? As a practicing doctor, I swore an oath to first do no harm. And doing nothing is causing harm. Not teaching people how to reverse blood pressure, how to reverse obesity, how to help them get off blood pressure meds, how to help with insulin resistance, how to help support their kidneys so that they can prevent kidney disease. That is absurd. What about Newsweek? Look at this, Newsweek. Again, I'm telling you, the mainstream legacy media, the shift is on, the shift is happening. We're getting ready to see a major shift. Now they're gonna move to something else, but they're shifting right now, and here's the shift. Newsweek, this is from January 30th. The cover title of Newsweek was, "It's time for the scientific community to admit we were wrong about COVID and that it cost lives." That they were wrong, that they lied, that they misinformed us, that even if they didn't intentionally cause harm, that the masking, the hospitalizations, the injections, the medications, the emergency uses, and the public health initiatives all led to disease and death. We're seeing a massive increase in death across the globe, and it's not COVID-19 related, and it's certainly not because healthy 20, 30, and 40-year-olds didn't go to the doctor to get blood pressure and cholesterol meds. They're not going to be on those medications in the first place. Please wake up and realize that we've been lied to. Thank God Newsweek is publishing this. So if Newsweek is putting this out, what's coming down the pipe? What's coming down the pipe next? Look at this. One of the quotes in this Newsweek article says, "I see now that the scientific community, from the CDC to the WHO to the FDA and their representatives, repeatedly overstated the evidence and misled the public about its own views and policies, including policies on natural versus artificial immunity, which we're going to get into today, about school closures, about disease transmission, about masking, about mandates, and about the vaccines. Listen, they were wrong about this. They were wrong. The supposed experts got it wrong, and they suppressed and censored any type of dissenting voice or any type of scientist or doctor or even layperson that was telling you the truth. Why is that? And why? I want to know why, ladies and gentlemen. Why are we not having congressional hearings about this? Why are we not having court trials about this? Why are we not raising up the flag of treason against what these people have done? Newsweek is now saying this. It says, amazingly, some of these obfuscations continue to present day. Some of the lies are still continuing today. I still see on the CDC's website that there's no treatment for COVID-19 other than emergency use authorized treatment. That there's no way to prevent COVID-19 except for a vaccine that doesn't prevent COVID-19. I still see on public health announcements that are paid for with our tax dollars, money, television advertisements that are against the Federal Trade Commission's laws. It's against the COVID Consumer Protection Act. They are lying about the crimes. They're lying about how safe they are and committing crimes of fraud. But yet there's nothing being done. Newsweek goes on to say, I thought this was pretty profound in the article, but perhaps more important, that an individual's error, we get an individual's error, like, you know, the guy that came up with the models back in at the beginning of COVID, Neil Ferguson, the guy who said that, you know, 30 million people are going to die in the UK and 100 million people are going to die in the United States. That guy that got caught going to his mistress's house when we're supposed to be locked down. Yeah, that guy, the guy who used models. Modeling is a very educated guess. It's still a guess. And they guess wrong on this. What Newsweek says is more important than individual errors was how inherently flawed the overall approach of the scientific community was. That's the truth. The inherently flawed overall approach, the one size fits all that didn't fit anybody approach that led to this massive increase in death across the globe and the economic shutdown and the great reset that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and George Soros is taking full advantage of right now. It was flawed in a way that undermined its efficacy and resulted in thousands, if not millions, of preventable deaths. That was in Newsweek, mainstream publication. We're making headway. We just have to continue to stay loud and continue to stand. I know, trust me, I know it's exhausting. The government is still actively suing me for $508 billion because I told people to take vitamin D and zinc during COVID. At least I'm holding up my oath of office to do no harm. And that's to help people is my job. What about the New York Post? The New York Post said on January 30th, the Biden regime is going to end the COVID-19 emergency on May the 11th. I wonder why they're doing that. And on 60 Minutes, Biden even said that. They're going to end the mandates. They're going to end the public health emergency. The state of emergency is going to end on May the 11th. But what does that really mean to you? And why are they doing that? Let me tell you what's not going to end on May the 11th. The emergency use authorization is not going to end on May the 11th. What's going to end is the public health emergency, which is going to take away a lot of the ability of the executive branch to take money and move money around without congressional approval or your approval. It's going to change the way that a lot of people are receiving the care that they've been getting over the past 3 years, because most people have really been getting more of a socialized media, a socialized medicine type of approach where you don't have to pay for your COVID shots. You don't have to pay for COVID treatments. You don't have to pay for COVID testing. If it's COVID related, the money is there from the taxpayers. Well, that's gone. And what's sticking around is the emergency use authorization. And my question to you out there that you should be asking everyone is why? Why, after 2+ years of having these supposedly safe and effective vaccines out there, why are they not getting off the emergency use authorization? Why are they not going to fully licensed and approved vaccines that you're going to pay for with your health insurance or cash if you don't have insurance? And that there is liability. Well, wait a minute. Oh, that's it. The lack of liability. They don't want you to be able to sue them back. They don't want the 15 plus million people on the VAERS certificate that have shown deaths and the hundreds of thousands of people across the globe that have shown injuries secondary to getting these shots. They don't want those people to have a clear path to be able to come and litigate. The PREP Act, the CARES Act, and the emergency use have shielded the governments, doctors, and the pharmaceutical industries from liability. That's wrong. By the way, that veil can be broken once we prove fraud, once we prove neglect. We have all the documents to do it. We just have to be able to get in front of the right courts and judges to do it, which is the very reason why I'm taking my lawsuit all the way to trial, which the government has now delayed my case three times. We were supposed to go to trial in November of 2022 over vitamin D and zinc for COVID. Yes, that's correct. And they told our judge three times now that they're not ready to try this case. Well, we're ready to try this case. They're really hoping that this just goes away and that I'll settle and not leave. But there's just one thing that they forgot. I'm here for the long haul. I'm in it to win it. Money doesn't interest me. I'm interested in the truth. I've got three small children and thousands of people that I take care of on a regular basis that rely on me to make sure that I can help them have a clear pathway forward to the future. I didn't have to stand and fight against these guys, but we did, and we're continuing to do it. If you look at this craziness that the White House put out on January 30th, the Executive Office of the President put out a statement of administrative policy. They have to put out a statement of what they're going to do before they're going to do it. There's something called the Administrative Procedure Act, which means that the government, like if the FTC or FDA comes up with a new rule or a new law, they have to tell you about it first. There has to be a time that you have an opportunity to discuss it. There has to be a time when you have an opportunity to repel it or refute it, and et cetera. And then it goes into practice. Then you can go ahead and take them to court if you don't agree with the law, if you think it's unconstitutional or et cetera. So the Biden administration on January the 30th set out and said, at present, the administration plan is to extend the emergency declaration to May the 11th and in both emergencies. Now, I'd like to know what both those emergencies are, because is it the coronavirus emergency? What is it that they're talking about there? We've asked, and we can't get any clarity on this. This will wind down and will align with the administration's previous commitment to give 60 days notice of termination of the public health emergency. Now, very interestingly enough, we tried to find out why the administration is ready to pull the trigger on flushing the public health emergency down the toilet. Here's the reason why. Because the Republican Congress right now has already started passing legislation to repel the public health emergency. There is no state of emergency. There has been no state of emergency for a very long time, since 2020, maybe since even beginning of 2021, we should not have had a public health emergency. Again, think about this. The Spanish flu of 1918, ladies and gentlemen, the Spanish flu of 1918 lasted 2 years. We're on year three of this pandemic. We've got more technology, more access to care, more therapeutics, and we've got vaccines now. They didn't have that in 1918. 50 million people died then. Supposedly 6 million have died now. But guess what we found? We pulled off the old internet, off of the Committees on Rules, Chairman Tom Cole's site on the House of Representatives in D.C., the committee's rules. Guess what? On January the 30th, at the Capitol, there was a national emergency declaration by the president, a new act that is a Pandemic is Over Act. I mean, literally, the Pandemic is Over Act is what the Republican congressmen and women are trying to put in. So Biden, instead of getting mud in his face, made a political decision yet again. Not a scientific healthcare decision, but a political decision to say, all right, on May the 11th, we're going to get rid of the public health emergency. So between now and May 11th, they're going to be pouring out more money, pouring out more problems, trying to rape, steal, and kill and pillage as much as they can from we the people until this is repelled. What do you think about that? I mean, the emergency use authorization is not going to be gone. And how is it after 2+ years of this, we still don't have a fully licensed vaccine that's on the market? Again, it goes back to liability. They don't want to accept liability. This has nothing to do with science. This has nothing to do with health, nor does it have anything to do with care. It has absolutely everything to do with legalities and liabilities. That's what you need to understand. By the way, go to my website, fightwitheric.com. That's fightwitheric.com. You can learn more about how we're fighting back against the tyrannical government, how I've literally put my money where my mouth is. I've spent $4 million defending myself against the federal government for telling you, the people, that vitamin D and zinc and other health alternatives that you can do to protect yourself against flus and colds and COVID and coronaviruses. So go to that website and check that out. Now, we're going to take a short break here in a minute. We come back. I want to talk about the fact now that experts are calling on U.S. officials to explain why natural immunity was downplayed. Boy, is the truth coming out more than ever. I almost feel like I just need to sit back and eat some popcorn and watch this thing unravel. But the real question is going to be, who's going to take responsibility for this at the end of the road, and who's going to be in trouble? We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Mapudi. Hang tight.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZEHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Mapudi. I hope you guys are having a blessed day wherever in the world you are. I know I'm having fun. I love being with all you guys. It's so great to be with you. We do tons of media all week long. We're out there telling people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I do a radio show every morning here in St. Louis, Missouri. We're on Brighteon Radio as well on a daily basis, as well as the program you're watching now. If you want to find out more about the media that we're doing, go to my website. Go to ericmapudi.com. That's ericmapudi.com. Go there, sign up for all the free cool stuff, and we'll give you some heads up on when we're doing some things, making some waves. All right, I don't want to just look down and read this to you, but this is a powerful, important thing. I think this title is comical to me, but this was sent to me this morning, and I had to cover this with you all. Experts are now calling on U.S. officials to explain why natural immunity was downplayed. By the way, natural immunity goes into natural treatment as well, because natural immunity is using the natural laws of the universe to do what the human physiology is designed to do. Nobody has an ivermectin deficiency. Nobody has a hydroxychloroquine or a penicillin deficiency. And sure as hell, nobody has a COVID-19 vaccine deficiency. But if you have deficiencies in certain nutrients, that can lead to symptoms, sickness, dis-ease, and disease. And if anybody says that it can't, you're crazy. I mean, low vitamin C can cause scurvy. Low vitamin D can cause rickets. Low selenium can cause cancer. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I understand why they being the government and Big Pharma, don't want you to know that and don't want us to talk about it. Because God forbid, if we gave you some solutions that would absolutely help you get healthy and pull you off the merry-go-round of symptoms and sickness and disease, they lose the customer. And they stay in business from the old school, you know, Rockefeller and Carnegie ways of, you know, rape and pillage, destroy your competition at all costs. So natural immunity leads into natural solutions. It's playing off of the God-given natural rights of the and laws of the universe. So let me read some of this to you. It's really powerful. Finally, not finally, because we've been doing it already, but now more experts are calling on U.S. officials to explain why they have repeatedly downplayed natural immunity in favor of COVID-19 vaccines, suggesting that it could be a reason for funding the vaccine makers. It's all about, not suggesting, it is. It is, drop the mic. The reason why they didn't talk about natural immunity, which is the whole idea behind vaccines, by the way, is because it cuts in the money. It cuts in the pocket of Big Pharma. Everything is brought to you by Pfizer right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Moderna and J&J and AstraZeneca are brought to you by Pfizer on some level. What have they profited now since COVID began? $150, $200 billion? I mean, it's insane the amount of money that they've amounted. And it's insane the amount of control that they had before and the amount of control that they have now, except for information like this. Please understand that the whole theory and idea and purpose behind getting an inoculation, an injection for a vaccine, is to get you to be exposed to a weakened form of the virus or pathogen. Your body then forms an immune system response to that. Your innate and your adaptive immune system both kick in. That's what vaccination uses. The vaccine, the whole idea behind vaccine is to stimulate your own natural immune system. And if anybody were to think that a synthetic formula that has synthetic DNA in it, a synthetic uracil molecule in it, would be far superior to natural immunology and immunity against COVID, you're an idiot. You're stupid, or you're in on it. There's no other one, two, or three. That's where you're at. So now we've got healthcare officials globally now asking Rochelle Walensky, God bless her, she's just a puppet. She's just being told what to do. She doesn't have two brain cells in her head to think logically, rationally, or etc. They just are told to say something. They go in front of the cameras and say it, and then you do what they say. Or most people do, because policies are dictated off of what these puppets say. We don't even really know who the puppet masters are. We know some of them. And that's, again, why I'm taking my case all the way to trial. I'm going to put the federal government on the stand and ask them, who told you, FTC and DOJ, to go after me? Why didn't you go after other people that are doing similar stuff? Why did you selectively target Dr. Napudi? Was it political? You broke his civil rights. You violated civil rights. We're going to talk about that. So here you go. While the vaccines have been hyped up by Dr. Rochelle Walensky and others, other top federal officials, post-vaccination immunity or natural immunity has been described as inferior despite numerous studies. So getting vaccinated, they're trying to tell you, is inferior. They're trying to tell you that if you don't get COVID naturally, that you're going to have a better chance of protecting yourself if you get the vaccine. That was a lie. That was a marketing scheme. They lied to you about that. And by the way, FTC and DOJ, I know you guys watch and listen to all my stuff. Let me ask you a question. Why are you not pursuing the FT or the vaccine manufacturers, Rochelle Walensky, NIH, NIAB, CDC, the White House, etc., for committing fraud against humans? They violated the COVID Consumer Protection Act. So the bottom line is they're trying to tell you that getting a vaccine is far superior to natural immunity, which now we knew before, that's a lie. They used fraud. They gave you fraudulent information to sell more vaccines. That is a clear COVID Consumer Violation Act, FTC. Why are you not going after them? Why are the laws for thee different than the laws for we? And why are you going after people like myself and others who are sharing natural solutions to help people with their symptoms and their suffering and their disease? That's not right. So what's interesting is Walensky and others also gathered in secret. Did you know this? They gathered in secret to consider whether the natural immune system should be advised, if people who got COVID naturally, if they would be advised to get fewer vaccines or no vaccines at all. They decided against offering the guidelines at all. They said, look, if you got COVID, you should get vaccinated because it's the best protection against the virus. That is their slogan. That's not real. That's just their slogan. That's their word salad that they're throwing at you. They're literally throwing that up on you with no scientific evidence or proof whatsoever. We know and we knew that antibody dependent enhancement or hyperimmune responses happen in individuals that get COVID, then get a vaccine, then get COVID again. Coronaviruses are not going anywhere. They've been around since man has been around, and they're going to continue to be around, and they're going to continue to evolve. We should be evolving our immune systems. We should be focusing on our bacterial DNA and our viral DNA. You guys know that, right? You know that our body is made up of a microbiome, which is viruses that we come in contact with. Our body comes in contact with viruses from the time that, you know, we're in the womb until the time that we're, you know, we die. And our body integrates those viruses into our virome. And 45% of human DNA is made up of viruses. That's normal. That's supposed to happen. It upgrades our immune system and our health system. And then we've got our bacterial DNA, our microbiome. Our microbiome is composed of trillions of cells that are in our body and on our body. I mean, on your skin, in your eyes, in your mouth, up your nose, in your rectal area, in your lungs, there's all these good bacterial filled membranes that protect us like a shield. And because of stress, because of the standard American diet, you know, GMO foods, glyphosates, Roundup Ready, lots of sugar and processed foods, and drugs, primarily antibiotics that are in our water supply and in most of the meat that you consume, your gut bacteria and microbiome is destroyed, making you more vulnerable to symptoms, sicknesses, and diseases, and less healthy. Why has no one taught you about that? I mean, look, there are genetic tests that you can take. This is a DNA test that we use in my practices, that we can measure your DNA and start supporting your bacterial DNA and your SNPs in your body. You guys can go to our website. It's ericnaputi.com to learn more about that. But why are they not talking about that here? They're not giving you solutions to health. They're giving you solutions to their system to get more drugs from them. The bureaucratic agencies, the FTC, the DOJ, the CDC, the NIH, all those organizations, CDC and et cetera, all piggyback hand in hand with Big Pharma. In fact, the golden parachute that most of those bureaucrats have when they retire from public service, which I use that term lightly because they're not serving the public, it really should be public abuse, is they go work for Big Pharma, like Scott Gottlieb right now, former director of the FDA, who is now chairman of the board of advisors for Pfizer. This is the guy who they caught through Elon Musk's Twitter file dump. They caught him trying to use his political pressure on the FDA that he used to work at and Twitter and other organizations to push a certain narrative, to shut down the talks about natural immunity, to shut down dissenting voices that go against the COVID shots. These people are either in on it or they're completely brainwashed or a combination of both. But Walensky and others had a secret gathering, a secret meeting to try to decide on guidelines, and they decided not to talk about natural immunity. They decided not to put that in as a factor. No other virus do you vaccinate for if somebody shows antibodies for or shows an immune response for. It doesn't happen, period. So it's interesting to me how now we're finally seeing these questions come up. One of them is, did the CDC's decision makers have conflicts of interest in questioning the role of infection-acquired immunity in protection of severe COVID-19? And that answer is yes, they did. Because if Rochelle Walensky and Biden and the FDA and all the powers that be that are so invested emotionally, financially, physically invested in these vaccines, if they talked about the benefits of natural immunity and what you can do as a human being to improve your natural immune system, that would have completely thrown the baby out with the bathwater. That would have shut down COVID immediately. It would have allowed them to drag it on for 3 years. It wouldn't have allowed for the largest transfer of wealth in our lifetime that we've ever seen happen, which has already occurred. More billionaires have been created during COVID than any other time of our lifetime, folks. Think about that for a minute. And again, the question that needs to be answered publicly and that needs to be answered by the powers that be that were in this secret room, did the CDC decision makers have conflicts of interest in questioning the role of infection-acquired immunity to protect from severe COVID-19? The answer is yes. They most certainly did. And until we step up and do something about it, it's going to continue to happen. Thank God states like Florida and now Missouri, my great state of Missouri we're in, are getting ready to pass legislation to make it illegal to discriminate against vaccine, period. If you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, which you shouldn't be able to. We're passing legislation now that is going to protect we the people against any mRNA vaccines in the future. We the people are tired of being used as pawns. I mean, our lives have been destroyed intentionally so that a few, the one percenters out there, can profit from us. Look, I was on a call the other day with one of my board members who's a medical atomic physicist. He's like Albert Einstein with a medical degree. And he was telling me about a nutrient that he created that was a very strong antioxidant that showed very, very good promise with cancer treatment. And all the big pharmaceutical agencies came to see him and his company. And they really loved what he had to say and his therapies, and they really love it. They wanted to buy it. They wanted to buy it, and they wanted to put it on the shelves so that nobody could get a hold of it. They wanted to suppress this information. And my friend said, well, why would you do that? People are dying because they don't have this. And the pharmaceutical executive agency said to them, people die every day. What's the big deal? That's the mindset and mentality that we're up against. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers in dark, high places. Thank God for the men and women in Florida and the men and women in Missouri and the men and women in Texas and other states across the country that are finally following suit and saying, we the people don't want this to happen anymore. We're done with it. But the amount of money and corruption that led to this sickness and disease of the world, we can never let this happen again, guys. But thank God doctors now across the globe are saying no to these booster shots. By the way, you saw the data. The data that came out of the UK showed the data out of the UK, which we can't even get the same data in America, even though we spend more money than all the top 100 industrialized countries combined. We can't get this data. And out of the UK, we were able to find out that in order to prevent one case of COVID-19, approximately 30,000 individuals need to be vaccinated. 30,000 individuals need to be vaccinated in order to prevent one case of COVID-19. And by the way, the latest data shows that between 1 in 800 or 1 in 1,000 people who get vaccinated have a severe adverse effect. So out of those 30,000 people that needed to get the injection in order for one case to be prevented, that's 300 people that have severe adverse effects, including death. The juice is not worth the squeeze. And then they came out and said in the UK that in order to prevent one case of severe illness or death of COVID-19, over 200,000 people need to be vaccinated in order for one person to not have severe illness or death. 200,000. And again, if you go back to the numbers, let's just say for easy math, it's 1 in 1,000 of these COVID injections cause a severe adverse reaction, bad enough where somebody has to go to the hospital or they might even die. How many? That's 3,000 plus people. This is not okay. And by the way, those 3,000 people that now have to go to the hospital or, God forbid, have disabilities the rest of their life, what kind of financial drain is that on the system? It's a big one. It's a big financial drain. It's disgusting. So thank God doctors in the United States, in Europe, in Asia, South America, Central America, and even Canada are now saying, no, we're not going along with these boosters. We're not doing it anymore. Japan has said they're not doing it. Norway, Sweden, those countries are not going to be pushing it. I mean, my gosh, the UK, think about this. Think about this, folks. Not even a year ago, in September of last year, the UK was trying to force every man, woman, and child to get these shots no matter what. And now they're saying, hold on, pause. We're not even going to give anybody these injections moving forward if you're under the age of 50. Well, a lot's happened in 6 months, hasn't it? Hasn't it, folks? And more is going to continue to come down the pipe. I mean, look, if you look at the headlines in the news, you can see this. Doctors are now saying no to COVID booster shots. The Biden regime is now backtracking on their public health emergency. We got to get the emergency use authorization gone next. Congress, please, there is no emergency. If there's no public health emergency, how can you possibly have a public, emergency use authorization? You should be able to do that. South Africa is talking about suspending all further COVID vaccines due to safety concerns. And you saw what's happening in Thailand. Thailand could very well be the first country that goes and sues back Pfizer and says your contract with us was null and void because you knew these shots were not safe, you knew these shots were not effective, and you pharmaceutical companies committed fraud, and now you're going to be held accountable for it. By the way, these same pharmaceutical companies have committed billions of dollars of fraud over the last 20 years, and criminal fraud has been convicted upon these industries, especially Pfizer. But not one person has gone to jail because of it. Why? Why is it? What is it about medicine and healthcare that there's such this magic potion protection veil around it? People should be able to live in a free market. They should be able to sue for number one, to be made whole again, and number two, to make sure that these things never happen again if they take a product and they're injured. Thank God, South Africa. Thank God, Japan. Thank God, most of the Norwegian area countries are also saying we're not doing this anymore. I know there's a massive push in Canada to try to stop this, and I get how bad it is there, guys. I get how bad it is, but we are truly moving into a socialist and communist type of a civilization. It only stops when we say enough is enough. We really do control more of this than we think we do. We are in the matrix. We have the opportunity to choose. Are we going to take the red pill and go down the rabbit hole and learn to do our own research and learn how to help ourselves and learn how to take care of our own health and not have to rely on the health of the advice of others that are sick and that are propagandized by mainstream media and that are pushed by Big Pharma to push their petroleum drugs on you? There is a better way. We're creating a new way, a new system, a new way to educate people, to teach you how to, for lack of better words, biohack into your own system. And I'm glad and I'm proud to be one of the many doctors that are a part of this. And I would encourage you to go to our website, ericnepute.com. That's ericnepute.com. We're creating a platform there where we're going to be able to have the free exchange of ideas, where we're going to be able to have, listen to this, what if there was a decentralized platform where people could go and share their thoughts and their research on the blockchain that was actually protected by patents? And I'm not going to say anything deeper than that other than we're making that happen. You guys go to that site, go sign up for our Join the Movement campaign, and also go to that website and sign up to get the newsletters, because we're going to be giving you more information about where you can go and find out more truth that you don't find in the mainstream. 2020, was the year of 2020 certainty, clarity, vision. We saw the evil. We saw the corruption. We saw the deceit. We saw the disease. 2021 was the year that we raised the flag, that we stood up against tyranny, that we screamed and we yelled and we fought. We planted the seeds for the truth to grow out of this fertile ground. 2022 was the year that we pushed even harder and we got the truth out to everybody. We traveled the globe sharing that truth with as many people that are out there. 2022 was the year that the lawsuits were filed. 2023 is the year that's going to set us all free. I want to encourage you to stay plugged in, stay in the game. Don't give up the fight. I know how stressful it is. I know the struggle is real. Ladies and gentlemen, I get it. I spent $4 million defending myself against the government for telling people to take vitamins during COVID. It's ridiculous. But we will win in the end. We must stand against this tyranny. When there's nothing left to do but stand, folks, you stand. I love and appreciate you more than you know. Check me out at my website, ericnaputi.com. That's ericnaputi.com. Until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Naputi. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless the world. Stay smart out there, folks. I'll see you next week. Be well.